Today I'd like to talk to you about Roger Thomas Staubach, born February 5th, 1942. Roger the Dodger, Captain America, Captain Comeback, played football for the Dallas Cowboys from 1969 to 1979. And he was in 1964, he was in the 10th round, the 129th pick. Lots to see here that just amazes me, that just floors me. Born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and grew up in Silverton, a northeast suburb of Cincinnati. Only child, Boy Scout, attended St. John the Evangelist Catholic School, and graduated from a Catholic high school, Purcell High School. Listen to this. Two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, six-time Pro Bowl, NFL Man of the Year Award, Burt Bell Award, NFL Passing Touchdowns Leader, four-time NFL Passer Rating Leader, the NFL 1970s All-Decade Team, and he's part of the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor. College, he went to Navy, played for Navy, and then even after his Navy time was up in the area of preparation, college preparation at the Academy, he served in the military, and then later was drafted or picked up by the Cowboys. After he'd been drafted in 64, he didn't start playing till 69 because he was fulfilling his duty as a serviceman. He won the Heisman Trophy, Maxwell Award, Chick Harley Award, UPI Player of the Year, Sporting News Player of the Year, unanimous All-American, and his Navy Midshipman number 12 is retired. Well, when I was a kid growing up, he was one of the people that I idolized as I watched him play. And before he retired from football, he had started a commercial real estate company. And back in the day, a football player didn't make the kind of money that they do today, so he worked in real estate in the off season for most of his career. In 2008, he sold the Staubach Company for $613 million to Jones Lang LaSalle, and today he serves as that company's executive chairman. It is a huge payday, but not just for him. He gave equity to the employees who had helped him grow his company. In the end, he owned 12% of the business, and many of his employees benefited from the sale. And for those proceeds, he put half in a trust for his children. He married his high school sweetheart in 1965. They have a son and four daughters, 15 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. So what do you learn from a guy like Roger? Well, listen to this. These are some of his quotes. Adversity reveals genius. Prosperity conceals it. When he was interviewed, he'd say things like this: I'm not sure that I have now or have ever revealed any genius, but I can tell you that I have had adversity in my business. Adversity causes you to pause, think, and plan. When faced with challenges as a leader, you must figure out a way to overcome. You must determine a path through, over, under, or around this adversity. In times of prosperity, it is so easy to just smile and chug along. There's nothing wrong with that on the surface. As a leader, you must always have a plan for navigating adversity, because adversity will come. In fact, listen to this from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 8. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So adversity will come, and what you do with that adversity says much about you. He also said this. He said, have the right people in the right places working together. You see, over the years, he had carefully built his company, and he hired the right people and let go of the wrong ones. And he put people in areas where they could excel, and he empowered them to do so. And to have the right team, John Maxwell says, hire slowly and fire fast. Having the people in the right places, we all have certain talents, skills, and abilities, and you need to understand what are yours and do you know the teams. Well, Staubach has done that, and he follows that religiously. When it comes to working together, he was a great quarterback, but he would never made it without the right team. Only secure leaders give power to others. And so when we work together, a lot gets done. Another thing that he said, it takes a lot of unspectacular preparation to get spectacular results. If you watched him, he seemed almost boring as he played, but that's the beauty of it. He did exactly what he needed to do to prepare to be ready to be the best quarterback on the field. And how do you prepare for the results you want, or better yet, the results you expect? What you've done today to get you where you want to be tomorrow. Confucius said this, success depends on previous preparation, and without such preparation, there is sure to be failure. And so he reads a lot about leadership, entrepreneurship, business startup, platform building, writing. He practices and prepares his speeches by attending Toastmaster. And so all of those things prepare him. And so when I think about somebody that has desired to rise, not just in his athletic world, but in his business model and in his marriage, is because he prepared for adversity and he looked to the one that would take care of him, and that person was Jesus Christ. Pretty good model.